meeting is pointing to, what this expression is pointing to, is your true nature, who you really are. Beyond who you think you are. So I'm not talking about the story of your life. I'm not talking about your personality. I'm not talking about what has happened to you since you were a child. But that that has noticed everything that has ever happened. That that is noticing what is happening right now. So simple that often this is overlooked in the search for something more complicated, more special, more shiny. A really special spiritual experience. And if you've been on a spiritual path for a long time, had lots of spiritual experiences, this can get quite addictive. Waiting for the final spiritual experience. Especially if you've read books about other people's spiritual experiences, other people's awakenings. You may have an idea of how it should be, what it should look like, how an awakened person should behave. And what I'm pointing to can never be owned by someone. Can never be confined to a single experience or state. What I'm pointing to never comes and never goes. So when I say it never comes, I'm pointing to the fact that it is not an experience. It is not a state. Because any experience or state is bound to pass like anything else. You may well have noticed in your life that things do pass. Everything passes. Whether it's a really fun, joyful experience or a really, really painful one, it all passes. What I'm pointing to is that that is aware of whatever passes. And when I point to who you are, that is what I'm pointing to. That that notices the experience. But of course the nature of words is to separate. Yeah? So when I saying noticing the experience, it sounds like it's two separate things. It's not separate. The noticing of the sensation of sitting on a chair right now, noticing of the sensation that is felt, is not actually separate from the sensation itself. You can see that for yourself. You can feel that for yourself. The sensation couldn't be there if not for the noticing of it. And that's the same for whatever happens. So, this that you are can't be experienced, can't be grasped in any way, can't be understood, can't be held on to. It can't be achieved. It can't be reached. It is actually absolutely nothing. Absence. And yet, you may notice that this absence is absolutely full. Of whatever is happening right now. Full of life. Full of love. Life bursting out as this sensation, as this sound, even as this thought, if there is a thought. So what I'm pointing to is a recognition of that, a recognition of who you are. Not an understanding of these words or concepts, but knowing for yourself that this is who you are. Knowing that you are the only authority to ever know this. No one else can actually help you get there. These words are in fact happening in you. This is your voice, only appearing to come out of this mouth. And this is already known. What I'm pointing to is nothing new. Nothing that you don't know already. What I'm pointing to is so obvious. So simple, so easy. It's so easy that you never need to do anything. I'm not saying you shouldn't do anything, but there's never a need to do anything in order to know this. Because it's the most natural, the most ordinary. Why would who you really are be something other, something out there that you would need to achieve? It doesn't even make logical sense. Who you are is absolutely known because it's you. Not separate, absolutely whole. Beyond any appearance of separation. Beyond any appearance of people separately sitting on separate chairs. Beyond even the idea of oneness or wholeness. We can have a lot of spiritual ideas, but we are all one. But this is meaningless unless you absolutely know that for yourself. Without doubt, not just a good idea. Aren't Aren't you sick of just believing good ideas? Don't you want to really know for yourself, once and for all, the oneness that you hear people talk of? So this is really the end of the road for the spiritual path, yeah, the end of the path. Really waking up to who you are, once and for all. No more putting it off. No more saying, someone else can show me, someone else can teach me. Or if I only practice a bit more of this, or go on another retreat. This is for you to know right now, because if not now, when? So please feel free to come up and have a dialogue. You don't have to have something in particular to say. You just come up without knowing.